He wanted to stay for another showing, but he remembered the waif. Ignatius didn't want to ruin a good thing. He needed that boy. Weakly, he climbed over the four empty popcorn boxes that had accumulated before his seat during the movie. He was completely enervated. His emotions were spent. Gasping, he staggered up the aisle and out onto the sunlit street. There, by the cab stand at the Roosevelt Hotel, George was keeping a surly watch over the wagon.
"Jesus," he sneered. "I thought you was never coming out of there. What kind of appointment you had? You just went to see a movie."
"Please," Ignatius sighed. "I've just been through trauma. Run along. I'll meet you at one shop tomorrow at Canal and Royal."
"Okay, Prof." George took his packages and started to slouch away. "Keep your mouth shut, huh?"
"We shall see,"
Ignatius said sternly. He ate a hot dog with trembling hands and peeked down into his pocket at the photograph. From above, the woman's figure looked even more matronly and reassuring. Some broken professor of Roman history? A ruined medievalist? If only she had shown her face. There was an air of solitude, of detachment, of solitary sensual and scholarly pleasure that appealed to him greatly. He looked at the scrap of wrapping paper, at the crude, tiny address. Bourbon Street. The undone woman was in the hands of commercial exploiters. What a challenging character for the journal. That particular work, Ignatius thought, was rather lacking in the sensual department. It needed a good injection of lip-smacking innuendo. Perhaps the confessions of this woman would perk it up a bit. Ignatius rolled down into the quarter, and in a wild and very fleeting moment, pondered an affair. How Myrna would gnaw at her espresso cup rim in envy. He would describe every lush moment with this scholarly woman. With her background and Boethian worldview, she would take a very stoic and fatalistic view of whatever sexual gaucheries and blunders he committed. She would be understanding.
"Be kind," Ignatius would sigh to her.
Myrna probably attacked sex with the vehemence and seriousness that she brought to social protest. How anguished she would be when Ignatius described his tender pleasures.
"Do I dare?"
Ignatius asked himself, bumping the wagon absentmindedly into a parked car. The handle sank into his stomach and he belched. He would not tell the woman how he came across her. First, he would discuss Boethius. She would be overwhelmed. Ignatius found the address and said,
"Oh my God! The poor woman is in the hands of fiends!"
He studied the facade of the Night of Joy and lumbered up to the poster in the glass case. He read, "Roberta E. Lee presents Harlot O'Hara, the Virginie Belle, and Pet." Who was Harlot O'Hara? Even more important, what kind of pet? Ignatius was intrigued. Afraid of attracting the wrath of the Nazi proprietress, he sat down uncomfortably on the curb and decided to wait. This book is continued on Disc 9.